This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 and always podcast at usfdracing.org. And what a huge show we've got coming up. Tim Bryant is ready to go racing tonight at Mobile International Speedway. Double features with the Pearl 8 models and a lot of the other local classes, including those bombers. Kane Motorsports will be there for sure tonight. Also, we've got a good friend of mine named Troy who races with me on United States Fire Department racing. He's in California. He's a fireman. We're going to talk about what he races, where he races, and just some of the things about the USFD racing. Also, Van Rayburn, if you've heard that name before, he is a motorcycle king, and there's a brand new dirt track in the area that he's been really cleaning up at, and we'll talk to him a little bit about that. And then there's a huge event today. My race car's already set up at the Greater Gulf State Fairgrounds. It is called Color Me Rad, a 5K run going out there, and if you get a chance, come on out. We are doing a fill the car for the Ronald McDonald House, and Mary McClear with the Ronald McDonald House will be there and also be on the show. Going to talk a little bit about some of the things we need and what they need as well. So a busy start, and we're going to start it off with a racetrack taking the weekend off but ready to go next weekend. Obviously, that's Joe McCardle with Sunny South Raceway. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Clayton. Well, thanks for having us on.
I'm glad to have us on. Another off weekend, but that's okay. You guys are ready to go back next Friday, and we've got a big lineup coming.
Well, it's hard to believe we're taking another weekend off, but I'll be glad when we do go back racing.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the process of painting the wall at the track, and that's getting a little old.
Yeah, I know.
Too much like work, man.
You need some of the volunteers to come out again, don't you?
Heard that. But, yeah. Yeah, we take advantage of off weeks and kind of just clean the place up a little bit.
Well, you know, let's talk about what's coming up next weekend, and then we also need to bring up again May 3rd. If you have never seen the topless open wheel modifieds, this is going to be huge. But let's talk about this weekend coming up on next Friday.
This weekend coming up next Friday, we have two classes of go-karts. We have the little Mighty Mites.
Back again.
No racing experience. We got them in a 5-point harness, seat belts. We got everything to protect them and, you know, turn them loose. And then we got the Junior 1 carts, which is a step up with a different motor. Actually, it's got a restrictor plate. Basically, the same cart. They just have like a year's seat time.
Mm. Well, but they go a lot faster, too, don't they?
Yes, sir. They do. They're running almost like 3 seconds faster than the Mighty Mites. Like I said, a little bit more seat time and doing a little bit better
as far as
driving experience. But glad to have them, and we're doing what we can do with them.
Well, and they're learning a lot. It's always entertaining to watch these kids because this is, you know, we always say Sunny South Raceway is training tomorrow's racers today, and that's exactly what happens out here. These kids have no experience, and, I mean, they're some of them are still going down the straightaway while they're racing, waving to the crowd. You got to love that, you know? Well, let me ask you, what's happening coming up on May 3rd?
May 3rd, we're going topless.
Yeah, that's right. Not you, not me, but we're talking about the cars.
Talking about the cars. We're going to run the Mississippi Modified Association dirt modified cars, and they, you know, the topless is no sheet metal on the roof.
Man.
And they're saying you get to see the driver go down there, set the car up, make that hard lift, and come out hopefully straight. So a little bit different, something different for Sunny South. They averaged in 22, 23 cars per event. We're telling everybody we're going to start 20.
Wow.
So, I'm going to put a couple more records down there, a couple more people on standby to push them off, and we're going to get with that program and you know, invite everybody out and come spend the evening with us.
And these guys are really excited because usually they run on dirt, and these guys can really pack on a good show. And I'm still trying to fathom 20 laps around or 20 cars on your track like that. It's going to be amazing. You're paying the first place $1,000 to win. So
$1,000 to win, and, you know, at the drop, and you know this, at the drop of the green flag, you're turning left. You don't stop turning left until the checkered.
That's exactly it. It's a little bull, little bull ring, as
right,
I call it.
Right. So we're looking for an exciting night that night.
Well, you know, you guys have done so much for the racing community. Again, from those classes to Bandoleros, which is the next step up, then you get in, of course, to the Legend cars, and you're getting great car counts. And one thing I'm glad to see at your track, and also at some of the other tracks, but the Stinger class, which a past year or two have actually had some issues with, it seems like they were starting to kind of fall apart to the side. But, man, there's a lot of Stingers out there.
And Kane, you're right there. There is a lot of Stingers. We still having three more being built. Once in a while, we'll get a car out of the dirt. But, the Stinger class is coming back. In fact, I understand we might have the newest one out this weekend. Oh. It's an Integra.
Oh.
It's not a Saturn, so guess what?
Yeah, we'll see how it does.
Yeah, we're getting ready for the big Memorial Day race, which is a 2-day event at Sunny South. This will be the 10th annual Race to Glory. $1,000 to win Legend, $500 to win Pro Challenge, $400 to win Stinger and Bandos, because we cannot give them money.
Man.
We're going to beat the system this time and give some tires.
So, now that is good.
There you go. There's always a way. You know, you do what you got to do.
It's a gray area, Joe. It's a gray area.
Gray area. And a race car driver knows what a gray area is.
Yeah, we do. Well, that's good. And that's always huge, because you got a lot of people from several states that continually come back and try to take that prize, because they know it's such a special race. And fireworks again this year as well, I believe.
Fireworks again this year as well.
Well, Joe, the website's sunnysouthraceway.org, not hard to find. A lot of great, great memories that I've built there, starting off with my Stinger. Now we're racing Bombers back there, which we're loving. Lucky enough to be still leading the points. And then, of course, the Modifieds look great out there. And with you having, again, May 3rd, that's going to be huge to have at least 20 cars starting. And you'll have than that. You'll have more than that. You'll probably have 30.
Right. I just found out last night that some of the asphalt people, we're not going to mention names, is called the Mississippi Dirt Modified Drivers and changed some of the things on their car, and they will be running at Sunny South. So it's going to make for a good, exciting night.
Well, we're looking forward to being there next Friday. Again, we'll keep it up on Facebook. You can find you there and also on sunnysouthraceway.org. As always, Joe, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you for having us, and y'all come see us.
All right, there you go. That's Joe McArdle, and again, a great way to start off. If you've never been to that track, it is so fun. And when you're racing it, especially for you Bomber guys listening and Modify guys, it's like a giant go-kart track. Love the track, and again, thrilled to be racing there and also announcing over there. Coming up next, Tim Bryant's got some racing going on tonight at Mobile International Speedway. Double features with the Pro Late Models. Good to see them make their return to the Mobile Speedway. Also, we have other local divisions racing. We'll find out more right here on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 and later podcast at usfdracing.org. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 and later podcast at usfdracing.org. Coming up, we've got Van Rayburn. If you're not familiar with him, Motorcycle King. He's won Daytona on the dirt tracks. There's a brand new dirt track here locally that, by the way, he's cleaning up on. So we'll talk to him shortly. Tim Bryant also with Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway. Remember, tonight, you've got the doubleheader with the double features with the Pro Late Models, and we'll get Tim on here shortly. And also, remember, my race car is already set up down at the fairgrounds for that Color Me Rad 5K run. It's all going, the proceeds, to the Ronald McDonald House, and we'll have Mary McClear on from the Ronald McDonald House. We're actually collecting some cash donations and also just some goodies, everyday house items that they could need, and we're going to take it to them tonight. So we'll see about that. We got a lot to still cover, and I'm thrilled for the first time ever to have him on the show. It's been too long. My teammate on USFD Racing, that's Troy Nagosik. And Troy, calling in from California this morning. I know it's early. Thanks for getting up, man.
No problem.
Hey, Troy, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, USFD Racing. We hit it a lot on the show. It's United States Fire Department Racing. And what we pretty much do, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we race to bring awareness and funds to some of our volunteer fire department. And obviously, you guys get your hands full out there in California, don't you, Troy?
Correct, yeah. It's all about the volunteers. That's what makes, you know, a lot of these departments, they're small departments that are, you know, covering some of the cities that you can't get full-time.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have the money. So we're trying to make them aware of what they're all about and what they do, you know, for every community out there.
Now, first of all, how did you get involved with USFD Racing?
A buddy of mine that I work with got a hold of Jim Borg.
Yeah.
And got a relationship with him, and it started off that way, and I contacted him, and invited us to, you know, be on the team from California, and it's been a great addition, and we're loving it.
Yeah, and you guys travel all over, and you've got, not only do you run open wheel modifieds, but you got late models as well. So obviously you're making good money, and you work for the fire department, don't you?
Yes, I work for Sac Metro Fire here in California.
Tell us about your day job.
It's busy. I mean, we're full-time paid. Yeah. We have 42 stations.
Wow.
And that. And it's a wonderful job, you know. And I got started basically being a volunteer.
I'll see, that's awesome. And then it's created you getting into a great career, which I was a volunteer fireman for a couple of years down here in southern Alabama off of Fort Morgan, and, of course, moved up to Mobile and just got so busy I can't do it anymore. But this is a great way still to be connected with that family. Once you're a firefighter, you're always a firefighter.
Exactly. Where, no matter where you go, all you've got to do is, you know, mention you're a firefighter, and, you know, everybody's there to take care of you, whoever, you know, from other departments. And it's a brotherhood.
Yeah, it really is. It is. It's kind of like racing. Now, how did you get started, and which one do you like better, that open wheel modified or the late model?
I like the open wheel modified. It's a little more challenging. The late models, you know, you have to really drive the modified, where the late model kind of drives itself, you know, stuff. It's a little bit trickier. And so I like that a little bit more. It's a little more challenge out there.
Well, and you have several tracks, including, now, if I am understanding right, there is going to be a brand new track built. It's a half a mile out in Bakersfield. Tell us about this thing. I mean, this is a beautiful facility.
Yes, it's called Kern County Raceway. They just have the open land and got some promoters to go out there and build on it, and it's basically like a mini Daytona out in California.
Nice.
It's a beautiful half-mile track.
Yeah, I would definitely be packing up and heading that way. And you guys, now, where else do you guys race at? Roseville, Stockton, Anderson. What size tracks are these for the Gulf Coast listeners? We try to kind of compare it to.
They're about a third mile. Mm-hmm. Shasta is the biggest one, and then down to the 3/8, you know, a little smaller quarter miles, Stockton, you know. So they're short tracks.
Well, and I love it, yeah. Now, with your fire department schedule, how much does that affect your racing?
Quite a bit, because if we're on, you know, working this Friday, Saturday, and everything, it kind of, you know, I don't have a whole lot of time off, so it kind of, you know, gets in the way of that, but for the most part, with the schedule, we can do quite a bit.
And how about the family, Troy? Obviously, with what you're doing with the fire department and USFD racing and racing, that is all, I mean, I can't imagine doing all that and still having family time, so the family supports you, obviously, right?
Yeah, and it's family first. You know, with the kids playing sports and everything else, that, you know, like I said, that's number one. We try to get out there as much as we can with the race cars, but if the kids have got something going, that, you know, takes priority, and then racing goes to the back burner on it.
Well, so, Troy, are you an adrenaline junkie? Here you are, you know, you're jumping into buildings that are on fire. You've got two of the fastest race cars you're going to find, a modified and a late model. You know, what's next for you?
Like, that's not it. The wife don't want me to do anymore.
Yeah, so. I can imagine. You're thankful for what she lets you do, right, Troy?
Exactly. You know, you got to have a family support, you know. And I've always wanted to move up, you know. It would have been nice if I would have been younger to get started earlier.
Oh, sure.
You know, driving and, you know, like these kids are now. You know, it's a great opportunity for them to get started out young. And, you know, move into, you know, what they can to get into the NASCAR. It's young man's sport.
Troy, have you had any bad wrecks where you've actually questioned about, maybe I shouldn't be doing this? Or have you been pretty safe in your racing career?
2009, we had a bad one. Mm-hmm. That was close. We had the throttle stick going into turn three, and we hit the wall pretty hard. I ended up going to the hospital, had some cracked ribs and some stuff going on.
Yeah.
And that kind of wakes you up. But luckily, I talked to the wife and got all the good safety stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think if it wasn't for all the safety stuff that I had, you know, who knows, I might not be here right now. So
yeah, I had one of those a couple years ago. So, but now, what is the terrible addiction that brings you back into that car? How can you explain that?
It's just adrenaline. Once you get into the race car and go around the track and racing with, you know, other people, it's in your system, and it's, you know, you can't get rid of it. It's fun.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
not like on Xbox, I'm telling you, kids.
No, it's not. You wreck on Xbox, it's like, okay, fix it and go, and, you know, you don't feel anything.
And not quite, Well, Troy, I know you've got a busy schedule, and I know you're working this weekend as well. But Troy Nogozek, it's Nogozek. Look him up on Facebook. Also, you can find him on usfdracing.org. Just one more thing, really quick, Troy, before I let you go, is we have so many young kids that listen to this radio station and listen to this show, and not only coming from a racer's perspective, but as a fireman. Maybe you wanted to talk. If there's a couple kids out there that might want to dream about being a fireman, what would you tell them, and what would be the way they need to get involved?
Basically, the way you get involved is take the classes. They offer EMT classes and Fire One classes through the colleges and stuff. And go to your local fire department.
Right.
You know, talk to the people there. A lot of volunteers will, you know, bring you in for ride-alongs.
Yeah.
And let you know see what it's about. And that's the way to get started. And then as you go in school, you can take classes to, you know, further your education on it.
Well,
and it's a great job. I mean, once you get into it, it's, you know.
Yeah, like I said, I can tell, Troy, you're an adrenaline junkie. Race car driver, fireman, God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Hey, Troy, we appreciate you coming on board the show this morning, and we promise we'll have you on sooner than later.
Sounds good. I appreciate your time and being on, and hopefully, you know, we can get out to those people that, you know, and support their local fire departments and, you know, see what it's all about.
And that's what it is all about. That's Troy Nogozek, again, calling all the way from California and my teammate on USFD Racing. So we're thrilled to have him on and be part of the show. Again, thank you so much, Troy. And, of course, Jim Board also helping up set that up. Coming up next, Tim Bryant. He's waiting. He's ready to talk about some of the racing at Mobile International Speedway this weekend. And we got to cover the NASCAR race, K&N Racing Series. Ben Kennedy, he's got some NASCAR connections. We'll talk about that. His first win came at Five Flags. Stand by. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Still to come, a big event going on today. Already have the race cars set up at the Greater Gulf State Fairgrounds. This is the Color Me Rad 5K event, and this is pretty cool. We've actually got Mary McClure with the Ronald McDonald House on there. We are doing a Fill the Race Car event for them, whether it be toilet paper to spoons, forks, whatever you can do. Anything your house needs, they need. There's almost 6,000 to 7,000 runners going to be out there. The car's already set up. It's a lot of fun, and we'll tell you more about that today. But first of all, hey, Tim Bryant made it on this morning. Good morning. A little bit later than usual, but we got you on. And a big event, Mobile International Speedway's got double features. But hang on. Let's back up and talk NASCAR last weekend. And a NASCAR name, or soon to be, Ben Kennedy gets his first win. Tim, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. It's always a pleasure to be on, no matter what time of day it
is. That's right. That's right. Exactly. Let's talk about it. Exciting to have NASCAR. And first of all, how many years has it been since NASCAR's been to your track?
Well, there was a NASCAR sanction for the weekly program back in the mid 90s,
mm-hmm.
Kane. But the story we like to tell is in 1953, actually yeah. May, Memorial Day weekend, 1953, the first ever NASCAR event was run. It was what eventually evolved into the Sprint Cup. There was drivers like Lee Petty, Tim and Fawny Flock, you know, the heavy hitters of the early years raced at Five Flags Speedway 1953. So anyway, 60 years later, we brought NASCAR back to Pensacola with the K&N Pro Series East and saw a great race last weekend.
It was a great race weekend last weekend. It had lots of fans out there. And one thing I noticed, just like at any NASCAR event, but even at your track, very fan-friendly. Get up close to the cars, and you can talk to the crew members, talk to the drivers. Pretty special.
Well, the on-track autograph session was really cool, and by the way, we're going to try to implement that into some of our local divisions over the course of this season. We'll be talking more about that later. But yeah, when the green flag fell, as appropriate as it may be, the great grandson of Bill France Sr.,
yeah.
Ben Kennedy, started on the pole. He actually led the race from flag to flag. We're a little disappointed for the fans. We didn't see any lead changes, but hey, sometimes a guy gets on a rail and you just can't run him down.
Oh, yeah, and that was it. And I tell you what, I thought it was a great race because it was a clean race. There were a couple spins and a couple oh crap moments, I guess you could call them. But really, for the most part, it ran smooth, and I think the fans were pretty pleased with it.
Well, we had had good response this week. It wasn't a crash fest, and of course, you know, let's face it, some fans like to see some bent sheet metal. We didn't see much of that, but there was some good close racing, and all of the responses we've had from race fans this week has been pretty positive. And by the way, you know, we're looking forward to having the K&N series back next year.
Oh, that's good. You heard it here first. That's awesome. How about the motorcycles? Do I have to guess who actually won? I've got Van Rayburn, who wasn't there. He was at a dirt track earlier. He took the victory, but I think his teammate took it over there at your track.
Yeah, Rob McClendon, he's the Steve Buttrick of the Southern Motorcycle Asphalt Racing Series.
He is
tough to beat, and Rob is a pro rider. But these guys have a great time, and I tell you, even the NASCAR teams, they dropped what they were doing their post-race packing up and watch the motorcycles in action. It's always exciting, and we're looking forward to having them back here in Pensacola on the 21st of June, and then they'll be at MIS, I believe, on July 13th.
Mm-hmm. Now, coming up next Friday, while we're still talking about your track, Five Flags, let's talk about the Pro Late Models returning with the 50 laps. You got the modified Sportsman and the Bombers. That's going to be a good night of racing.
Yeah, we're looking forward to our Pro Late Model debut. Of course, we're going to get a little taste of that tonight at MIS as they make their debut, a whole new format for the Pro Late Models this year.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Tonight at Mobile, double features. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to qualify the cars.
Okay.
We'll line them up by time trials. The fastest man on the pole, we'll run a 20-lap feature. And bear in mind, that's a short distance, and that's sure to be all out every single lap. No laying back in that one.
Yeah.
Then that's going to be the first feature. It'll be early on the program after the heat races for the modifieds and the Bombers, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, modified. The Bombers run a heat races tonight. Then we'll come back a 20-lap Pro Late Model feature. At the conclusion of that race, we're going to do a total invert on all the cars in the lead lap, which is probably going to be most of them at 20 laps.
Yeah.
And later in the program, we're going to come back and run a 30-lap feature for those same guys. I promise you, we'll see some passing going on tonight.
Yeah, and I know we got last year's Pro Late Model champion, Josh Bragg, already said, yep, I'm going to be there ready to collect that money and those points.
Full points for both races, so in essence, it's almost a double points night for those guys, or will be some pretty good prize money on the line. There's, you know, we're going to have a victory lane celebration for both races. It's just two races for the price of one.
Well, and let's talk about pricing. You guys have taken the pricing down from last year, and really more family-friendly. $10 for adults to get in, $8 for senior and military. Students age 12 to 7, $5. Kids, also 5 and under, are free. I mean, you can't beat that.
Well, you know, we're excited about being able to get the price down where it's more affordable. We're even just as excited about the 7 p.m. start time. We had great response from that. By the way, 2 weeks ago when we ran at MIS, 10:03, the final checkered flag fell. So
it was kind of odd getting out of there so quick. I was like, really? Did we miss a race? But I think the fans are liking that.
Well, we hope so. We hope so. Certainly, it's a little bit of a change to try to get them out a little bit earlier, but it's a very good trade-off for being able to send folks home at an earlier hour.
Let's talk really quick about the Southern Super Series. We talk about the first race was run in Nashville and reports of 7,000 to 8,000 people in the stands in that big city. And talking with the race director that you've got at both tracks down here, he was saying that no one brought junk. It was top-of-the-line cars, and they'll be coming down here soon. When is the race for the Southern Super Series coming to Mobile and Five Flags?
Well, the Southern Super Series will be on the Gulf Coast May the 24th and 25th. By the way, we still have the Buddy's Home Furnishing Blizzard Series here at Pensacola and here at Mobile, the Miller Lite Super Late Model Series. All that's still in place, all under the umbrella of the Southern Super Series. And it's ensured that we're going to have more traveling cars. We think there'll be a strong field of cars. There's good points. Funds for these divisions, and you know, we're expecting larger fields, larger crowds. Everything's a little bigger for the Super Late Models this year.
Let's talk about what time the gates open today for the pits for the local drivers, and then when can the fans hit the stands?
Yeah, we're going to open the pits today at 2 o'clock. Okay. Grandstand gates will open at 4 o'clock, which is when practice will start. We're going to start qualifying at 5:30. We'll have a driver's meeting at 6:30, and about 6:50, we're going to start our pre-race festivities, put the green flag in the air at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. Tim, I appreciate you taking time to come on again this morning, and we're looking forward to having the Kane Motorsports crew over there again tonight. And it's just fun. It's a great. It's cheaper than the movies, and it lasts a lot longer. That's what I tell people.
Well, it's the fastest fun around. And by the way, kudos to the Kane Motorsports team for what you guys are doing out there today with the Ronald McDonald House.
Thank you. We look
forward to seeing you at MIS tonight.
All right, there you go. There's Tim Bryant, one of the busiest promoters you're going to talk to on the air and anywhere with Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. Still to come, Van Rayburn stopping by. We're going to talk a little bit about his motorcycle and how it's running on the dirt. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about that 5K run that's already getting started this morning right now at the Greater Gulf State Fairgrounds. Come on out. Bring your canned goods. Bring anything, even cash donations. We're going to take to the Ronald McDonald House, and we want you to be a big part of it, okay? God bless you, and we'll see you here in another few minutes. It's FM Talk 106.5, and this is Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, Race Car right now is out at the Greater Gulf State Fairgrounds. Come on by. We've got the 5K Color Me Rad Run. If you've not heard about this, it's a big fundraiser today for the Ronald McDonald House. All the runners come out in white. White t-shirts, white shorts. And along the course, people pelt them with this paint and dye. And it's pretty incredible. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun run. And what we're doing is we're raising money for the Ronald McDonald House. So if you come on by, bring any kind of goods that your house needs, because their house needs it too, and we're going to stuff the race car before we head out to Mobile International Speedway. Mary McClear with the Ronald McDonald House is coming up in a few minutes, but first, I've been telling you about him all morning long. Back to have him on the show. It's glad to have him back on the show. It's Van Rayburn, the Motorcycle King, as I've dubbed you. Hey, Van, welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, guys, it's good to be back.
Well, let's talk about this new track that everyone's buzzed about. Dink Stevens, who races kind of with us under Kane Motorsports, has been having fun, and he's got second place behind you this last weekend racing at a brand-new facility. It's George County Motorsports Park. Where is this, and what is it?
It is right off of Highway 98, right before you get to Loosedale. On the left, you can throw a rock from Highway 98 and hit it. I guess it's a fifth-mile flat dirt oval. They're racing the bikes, the go-karts, and the lawnmowers every Saturday night. And I'm amazed at how many people they're getting there. Well, that place is just packed with people every night.
And that's what I'm hearing. I hear, and not just with the fans, but you've had a lot of car counts, cart counts, lawnmower counts, and motorcycles. Dink loves it. He says, you know, he ran the asphalt, and obviously Robbie ran at Pensacola and won this past weekend, but you decided to venture off and go under the dirt. And, man, it has been successful both weekends that you've been there. Can you tell us a little bit about, you say it's closer racing?
Well, it's as close as far as driving, you know, having to drive.
I hear you there.
But yeah, it's been some real good racing. Like we ran 11 bikes in the feat last Saturday, and it was some pretty good racing. It didn't take long to get in some traffic, and it's pretty intense, you know. But yeah, speaking of Rob McClendon, who won in Pensacola, he'll be there racing this next race. So,
okay. So that'll be tonight, and you guys are loading up and ready to head that way. Let me ask you, what kind of bikes are you guys using on the track? Because it's obviously a little bit different than what you'll see running at Mobile and Five Flags.
Well, yeah, I'm running my KTM, but it's the same bike that I run on the asphalt. I just do a lot of changes, suspension changes, tires, gearing. But it's basically the same bike.
Oh, I'll be dang. And you're obviously enjoying that. And now, for the people who don't know, you've been down to Daytona. You've won pretty much everything there is to do with motorcycles. But you're still having so much fun with it, aren't you? I mean, every time I see you at the track, you've got a smile on your face, and it doesn't look like you want to be anywhere else.
Oh, no, I love it, and I'm going to just keep doing it as long as I can. Probably within the next week or two, I'm going to be out there racing a go-kart. A friend of mine's bought a car.
Really?
And asked me to drive it for him. I said, sure, why not?
Wow. I need to give you my GoPro cam. I've got to see this. Well, that's cool. And like you said, it's a brand new track, just trying to get started. We're going to try to get them on the air and work with them a little bit as well. But, you know, with everything going around here with the way racing is, can you talk a little bit about the way, as far as finances goes, compared to a race car and motorcycles? Obviously, there's some cost, but can you weigh the two out side by side? Is it cheaper to go on two wheels than four wheels, or are you going to spend just as much money?
Well, you can't spend a lot of money on a motorcycle. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've owned race cars and the thing about the motorcycles is, you know, it doesn't take as many people to do it. You know, you got to have a group of people with you when you go car racing, and you know that costs money. And you don't, you know, my wife and I can load up, take the motorcycle, and go anywhere we want. You know, and do it on our own. But it's the price of the bike. You know, they're not cheap. They're anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 just to start off with. You know, according to what you get, but. So you can save some money on a bike, but to keep it going and keep racing during the year, it's definitely a lot cheaper with a motorcycle.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about what time the gates open tonight and what we'll see tonight?
The gates will open at 4 o'clock, and the practice starts at 5, and they start racing at 7.
Just right before Lousdale's, George County Motorsports Park, and I expect to see more Facebook pages with you holding another trophy tonight, okay, brother?
Hey, I'm going to try to. It's going to be tough tonight, but I'm going to work for it.
Oh, thanks again, Van Rayburn. He's going to be racing again. That's a brand-new racetrack. Only 2 weeks at it on the dirt. That's going to be at George County Motorsports Park. Not only do they have the motorcycles, but lawnmowers and even, go-karts there. Now, like we've been mentioning all morning, we've got the race car already set up at a Greater Gulf State Fairgrounds, a huge event going on. Color Me Rad. It's a special 5K run. And today, proceeds are going to the Ronald McDonald House. This is a big event, and we've got the race car out there to fill the car with merchandise and supplies that they need. And actually, lucky enough to have the marketing and fundraiser guru, Mary McAleer. There, we got it right.
Got it.
I butchered your name all through the show this morning, but now we got you on air, and I got it right, Mary. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yes, I should say. Well, let me ask you, what is going on today, and what with us racing and doing the 5K run out here at the Greater Gulf State Fairgrounds? This is a big thing. Color Me Rad is very special, but can you talk about how you guys got tied in with this group and what this race is about?
Color Me Rad picks a charity when they do these runs in different cities around, and they've done the run for several Ronald McDonald Houses, and so we were very fortunate that they called and asked us when they were in Mobile. So that's how we became involved with it. And I'm actually getting ready to head out to the Ashbury Hotel. We're stuffing racer running packets, and runners are picking up their packets and registering and all that good stuff.
This is a big event. News is going to be out to us, so this is great, obviously, for the Ronald McDonald House. In between 6,000 and 7,000 runners are going to be out there today. So anyone that's coming out, I've tried to explain what this is like. Everyone comes out pretty much either in costumes or all white shirts, all white shorts, and when they run, they get bombed with this cornstarch dye, and it tie-dyes pretty much everything you're wearing, including your hair and your face. And this is a fun run, isn't it, Mary?
It is a fun run. So, you know, running just a regular race is not good enough anymore, so we have to make them a little exciting.
Well, I would say that's going to happen today. Now, can I ask you, with the race car out there as it already is set up now, what kind of things do we need at the Ronald McDonald House? What can the fans come out today to, the runners come out to do and bring so we can help you guys out?
Our house is just like your house. We have, you know, the families need to wash clothes, and we have laundry rooms for them, but we provide the laundry detergent. Oh, we provide snacks. We provide, we need paper towels. You know, anything that you would use at your house, we need at ours, just, you know, 38 times more.
I know most people know, but can you explain in just a few sentences here, what does the Ronald McDonald House do for the community?
Ronald McDonald House is a home away from home for families that have children that are being treated in our area hospitals.
Right. And, of course, and some of these people come from long distances, and they're here for a long time. So what you guys have been able to do is kind of give them a little less stress from staying at the hotels, closer to the hospitals, and a lot of love and support.
Yeah, we do our best. Children, they've done studies. They recover faster when their families are close by. And our families are literally just a walk away from USA Children's and Women's Hospital, Mobile Infirmary. Of course, we have families that have children at any of our hospitals around in our area. But those are the main ones that they're coming from.
Well, I know that the race is already going on. We've got waves of people heading out there today. And again, if you get a chance, you want to just drive out there at the Greater Gulf State Fairgrounds. It is going to be something to see. It might be hard to get in, but it'll be well worth it. So, yeah, it's going to be a big event. And again, we want to make sure you guys come out, stop by the race car, and again, anything. And we'll even take cash, because we're going to bring all this to you guys. And obviously, you can go out and get supplies. But if someone can bring something, that's what it's all about today. So hopefully you'll be out here, Mary, and we'll be able to shake your hand and get you in the race car. What do you say?
Perfect. Look forward to it.
All right, Mary, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, there's Mary again from the Ronald McDonald House. Thank you so much for coming on board, and we hope that you can swing by before you go to Mobile Speedway and bring us something for the Ronald McDonald House. I don't care if it's cash. I don't care if it's toilet paper. You even heard dish detergent. That's what they need. Thank you to all the great sponsors, Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway, and, of course, Kane Motorsports. We couldn't do it without our good friends, including ShareGodsPower.com, a wonderful website, especially with what's going on recently in the news. Take a look, and this is a great way to see what it's all about being a Christian without being preached to down. You'll love it. ShareGodsPower.com. Also, I want to thank Pull Apart in Mobile. Also, our friends at Bay City Collision. And there's so many other on this list. McDonald's, obviously, a big part of it. Fallsack Tires, Skywatch Traffic, Mobile Metro Glass. We'll all be out at the track later and at the racing track, running track today. God bless you all. We'll see you later. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.